I'd like to speak a little about the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Tesvov, Simen Chof Alef Sivkot Tesvov. Bekisvei Arizal Kosav Api Yasod Sheish Lishkav Balayla Betalas Kotm. The Arizal said, Api Yasod, that one should sleep at night with a talus cotton. Here in the Ramah we had a shail if one is permitted, if one is not permitted. If it's called a bezoyin, we mentioned yesterday they used to take off their clothing at night, so the male perhaps it's a bezoyin, wear the talus cotton, perhaps not. Although, so the Ramah is speaking about it is one is permitted to wear, one is not permitted to wear. The Arizal said, Al-Pisod, one should sleep with a talus cotton. This is Arizal. So I'd like to mention two nekudis about this Arizal. Rabbi Kevega says, let us just understand Arizal. We have a machlekes, the Rambam and the Rosh. The Shitas Rambam is, Laila is kotav from tzitzis. The Shitas HaRosh is, it matters what type of a baggage you're wearing. Are you wearing a Ksus Yoim or a Ksus Laila? If you're wearing a Ksus Yoim, you're chayev by Laila. If you're wearing a Ksus Laila, you're potter. This is the Machlokes Rambam and Rosh. And perhaps, let us stop this a minute and go to something else, then we'll come back to this Rabbi Kevega. The Arizal brought a raya to his yesod from a Gemara in Mesechtes Menachos. The Gemara in Mesechtes Menachos relates that David HaMelech, when he went into a Beis HaMerchatz, so he was saying that he's Orem in HaMitzvahs. He doesn't have any mitzvah. He went into the Beis HaMerchatz. So then he iskir b'mile that he's a mohu, some mele, so he's not olam in a mitzvah. And they wrote a kebelamatzeich bin ginis halashminis mile shenitlo b'shmini. Al kaponim, we have here a gemara that David HaMelech's problem that he's olam in a mitzvah was when he was in a Beis HaMelchatz. So the Arizal asked Akasha, what's when he slept at night? Laila loves man tzitzis. So what's when he slept at night? So the Arizal says, is a raya from here that he wore tzitzis at night. This was the Arizal's raya. The David the Melech wore tzitzis at night. So at night, he had no problem. He wore tzitzis. When he came to the Beis HaMelchatz, then he had a problem till he was niskar b'mila. Fine. So let's just go back to Rabbi Kevega. We'll come back to the Arizal soon. So Rabbi Kevega says, so he wore tzitzis at night. So it seems that Arizal held like the Rosh. The Rosh holds a ksus yoim is chayiv b'layla. So then, very good. So at night, he was not orem in a mitzvah because he wore a ksus yoim. The beggar that he wore by day, he wore at night. But it points to the Rambam that Laila Lavman Tzitzis period. So he wore Tzitzis. We still owe him in a mitzvah. He's not doing any mitzvah. So Rabbi Kevega brings a raya that the Arizal held a locha like the Rosh. And he wore a ksus yoim balayla. So Manela, so let us just go a little bit off on the tangent. So it comes out, according to many poskim, this whole hiddur of the Arizal to wear a talus cotton at night is if this is a beged that you wear by day. But if a person will put on a special tzitzis by night, so this is a ksus laila. So what did he accomplish? According to the Rambam, laila loves man tzitzis. According to the Rosh, a ksus laila loves man tzitzis. So he still owes him in a mitzvah. So what did he accomplish? So therefore, the Pisgei Tshuvos brings down, many hold that if one wants to be Yoyted Arizal, he should wear a beged, he should wear a beged that is a ksus yoim. He should wear it at night also. But he shouldn't be Meyachet special talis cotton that he wears only by night, because then he's not accomplishing anything. That's what others say. And others say there's an Indian where a beggar of a tzitzis, a fellow, there's an Indian to wear a beggar of tzitzis, there's an Indian to wear a beggar of tzitzis, a fellow, it's a ksuslaila. So there's an Indian to wear it. The last name of the Gemara is a little shver. About al kapanim, there are chiluke days. Others hold, or it's a hiddur to wear a talus cotton that you wear by day, not only miyuchad lalayla. And others say that the miyuchad lalayla is also an Indian. Fine. Okay. Now let's go back to the Arizal's raya. The Arizal had the test love in the Mishnah. The Arizal says you should wear a talus cotton by night when you sleep. And the Arizal brought a raya from David HaMelech. David HaMelech, when he went into the Beis HaMelechit, he was Orim in HaMitzvahs till he reminded himself of the Mila. But every night he had no problem with this because Araya, why didn't he have a problem every night? It's Araya about tzitzis at night. That is the Arizal's raya. So the Magen Avraham says, and this Arizal, he says, listen, if you bring a raya from a Gemara, and the Gemara can have something to do with the Gemara, he says, you know why he had no problem at night? Because he had a mezuzah. There was a mezuzah in the bedroom. So his mekaymitzus mezuzah. He didn't have a problem. When he went into the Beis HaMilchus, there's no mezuzah. And there's nothing. So then he was over the Minah Mitzvahs. That's the Magen Avraham's kasha and the Arizal. No raya from David HaMelech. So the Rabbi Kiveger brings a raya from this Magen Avraham. Amir de Kizach. That the Magavon says he was Mekai Mitzvah's mezuzah. So the Rabbi Kiveger, so when he's in the Beis HaMelechet, he's also Mekai Mitzvah's mezuzah. He has in his house, he has a mezuzah in his house, he's Mekai Mitzvah's mezuzah. So why, if mezuzah is a trufa, so he's still Mekai Mitzvah, he's a house. Zot Rabbi Kiveger, Zetman from the Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham holds, you only mekayim mitzvahs mezuzah when you're living in the house. Not that I have a house with furniture, and I mekayim mitzvahs mezuzah when I'm living in the house. I leave the house, I'm not mekayim mitzvahs mezuzah. That's Rabbi Kiveger's raya from this Magen Avraham. So therefore, when he went to the Beis HaMelechit, so he has a mezuzah in the house, he's not mekayim mitzvahs mezuzah. So then, that's a raya from the Magen Avraham. And therefore, how Rabbi Kiveger held this, that this is, according to the Magen Avraham, this is Rabbi Kiveger said, so if the whole kiyum of mitzvahs mezuzah is only when you're living in the house, so he says, so what happens if a person leaves his house for 5 hours and he comes back? So just like when a person leaves a sukkah for 5 hours and he comes back, you know, make a new leishim the sukkah, so you should make a new brocha when you come back. This is Rabbi Kiveger's akasha. Kiveger's akasha. Fine, but al kaponim, that Rabbi Kiveger understood the Magen Avraham, and this is the Magen Avraham's kasha and the Arizal. I'd like to mention, I saw yesterday that Fiki Meginim goes on the Arizal, Rabbi Kiveger, the Magen Avraham, and he says something that mitzadechot. I had a gewaltig simcha when he saw what he said. He brings a Yerushalmi. We won't go into what Yerushalmi says the plot is. But he brings a Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi seems to hold. If I have my furniture in the house, so Memele, I'm a kind mitzvah mezuzah. But he has a mashmoris from a Yerushalmi. You don't have to live there. I have furniture in the house. It's Roy Lauder boy. I'm a kind mitzvah mezuzah. So then he says, Zoy Bazoy. So what was David HaMelech's problem? He's a kind mitzvah mezuzah. He says, sure, he's Mekayim mitzvahs, mitzvahs. He's Mekayim a lot of mitzvahs. He can be Mekayim amune. He can do a lot of mitzvahs. I've learned the base Americans also. The mitzvahs can be Mekayim. The problem of David the Melech was he did not have a mitzvah al gufoi that is showing him that he's a David Hashem, he's doing God for Hashem. It means kiyum a mitzvahs he's having, it's sticking away all the mitzvahs he has, a mezuzah in his house and those. But that wasn't his problem. He wanted something al gufoi that shows that mechiyach. That's Mechiyah. So that was Achizal's Raya. I mean, he knew about the mezuzah, but the mezuzah was Mekayim in the Melchus also. He wanted something al gufoi. So Raya, he wore tzitzis at night. That was Achizal's Raya. When he came to the Beis HaMelchus, he couldn't wear tzitzis. And the Mele, so that's, but the Kiyum of mezuzah here, that's how what Tafiki Maginim says, Pshat and Achizal. But I had a Muradik Simcha with this, because we had learned before, the Mishnah Berurah brings down mezuzah chayves hator, so you make the broche of an al kviyas mezuzah, mitboya mezuzah, before you go in loder boy, before you go in to live, then you put in the mezuzah. So the dinshu brings down from Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky that afilu you have your furniture there, You don't have to go to live there. I put in my furniture there. I put in my furniture Friday. I'm moving here next week. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, your furniture is there, and the Roy Lodor boy, so he also Mekayim Mitzvahs Mezuzah. It means from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Was a Mordid Yechidish. Someone says it's not like the Mogen Avrom. Mogen Avrom, it seems that the minute you're not living there, it's not like the Mogen Avrom, it's not like a Kevega. Fine. So it's like I'm wondering, where did Rav Chaim Kanievsky get this? But if there's a Yerushalmi, the African King's after Yerushalmi, that you have your furniture there, it's called I'm living there. So therefore Rav Chaim Kanievsky holds La Locha. If I brought in my furniture, I'm going to move in next week, I can make Nalik by a mezuzah. It's called I'm living there. So Memela, and that's how Darizal held. But the problem was not Akiyama Mitzvah, though. He wanted a mitzvah al gufoi to be mechiyach that he's doing God's Hashem. So therefore he wore a talis cotton that night, and melchus he was the start of the middle. Okay, this is sukkah is adiras arai. You need adiras kvar. Sukkah is adiras arai. That's not called living. That's called adiras arai. Arai is not living. You have what you call not a limit. If you have a caravan, a what? Yeah, that's about it. It's right to sleep with any Hanami. If you live there, if that's what that could be, then it could be if that's your dealer. Okay, let us see now. Yes, we talk about the Malayvish Talis, Shleigrel Titsiyasa. And the person puts on a talis, he should make sure that the tzitzis should not the schlep on the floor. Zot the Mishnah Berurah, Eshlo Yigra, Yesh Mefosh Matah, Mishum Bizri Mitzvah. Yimavar for the mitzvah, you're sweeping the floor with your tzitzis. Void ki korev sheyis yiposlo. That means if your tzitzis drag down on the floor, so you'll be walking over them, people will be walking over them, and I got news for you, they'll get postal pretty soon. V'chein yakbiyim v'yitchadim b'chadoyroim. So therefore, he should lift them up and he should stick it into his chagul and his galto, that he should make sure that he should not drag the tzitzis on the floor. Sifcha beis, kono talis v'osa boi tzitzis. A person purchased a talis godel, for also by tzitzis, and he put in tzitzis into the talis, mavorech shechiyonu. So you make a shechiyonu, loigora mikelim chadoshe. This is not worse than a new begodim. Just like I buy a new suit, a new coat, so it's a choshev beged, so I make a shechiyonu on the beged. So Memela, he got a new talis, he makes a shechiyono. Loigora mikelim chadoshim. So the Machaber says the reason you make the shechiyono is out the beged. I got a new beged. Hago bimlei berech bishas asiye. If he did not make the bracha when he put in the tzitzis, mavorech bishas itof rishin. So the first time he puts on the beged, this new talis, he makes the shechiyono. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Kona talis, ein lahakshis, the alkelim chadoshim tzorich levorich bishas kinyan. That means if a person buys a new suit, so as soon as he acquires the suit, it belongs to him, you make a bracha then and there. Why do you say he's a suit? He says he makes the bracha of kelim chadoshim, or to new beged. So he makes the bracha of to new beged. So why does he say va'osa ba'konetalis? You make a shechiyono. Why say va'osa ba'tzitzit? That's his kasha. The shloima davki k'shekoyin a beged shuroi lubish k'moishu. I mean, if I buy a suit, it's the sleeves are good, the cuffs are good, it's wearable. So now I acquired a suit that I can wear. It's royal uvisha. Osma borich miyad. So I make a shechiyonu that I acquired a new beged. Then osma borich miyad. Avolim kon a beged lasis mena malbushin. But if when he purchased it, it wasn't roy to wear yet. So memela, so then there's no simcha when it's not wearable yet. Oslo yivorech apelu la'achas enigma rak bishas lavisha davke. So then if I bought a suit, let's talk about such a case, I bought a suit, but it needs alteration. So memela, so when I bought it, there's no need to make a shechion, I can't wear it yet. So fine, they made alterations, now I have a suit that fits. But this, so now I got to deliver to me the suit. But this zman is not, oh, I got the suit came, I make a shechiyono. No, it's either b'shas kinyan, when I acquired it, or b'shas levisha, when I wear it. But when I get the suit, it's nishta hina, nishta hel, so that is not this zman to make a shechiyono. So memela, so now the Mishnah Berurah is asking, Gamoza de kikasha, so he's asking the kasha, I bought a talus. So he say, so make a shechiyonu then. You can't wear it without tzitzis, you can't wear it. Fine. So he says, va'osa boy tzitzis, then he put in the tzitzis, mavor shechiyonu. So he says, why do you make now shechiyonu? Now it's not a shas kinyin, it's not a shas levisha. That kasha, this is the Mishnah Berurah's kasha. Yeah. V'ini shas mishom yuchedes, a kinyin a levisha. When he purchased it, it's not the roi lulvisha. Leitzorich lahatul beitzitzis, he has to put in tzitz. Al kain, ein eyoch levoich olov, bishas kinye. Uchedei, lotzeis gam kain das ha-soivrim, tzorich levoich shechiyonu al asiyas ha-mitzvah, al kain yivorech bishas asiyas ha-tzitzis, Loyantim ad alavisha. Now these two words, pepam rishoyna, I don't understand pshat, but let's not speak about these two words. The Mekeres Amogim Avraham that doesn't say these two words, and let us explain what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. The Mishnah Berurah, there is a shitas Rambam, a mordek Rambam, which Allah we don't paskin like that. Allah we don't, the others are paskin like that, we don't paskin like the Rambam. The Rambam Shita is, the Rambam gives different klolim when one makes a shechiyonu. A mitzvah abo mizman lezman. Mitzvah sukkah comes once a year, we make a shechiyonu. Right? Okay, this mitzvah abo mizman lezman. The Rambam says, another time when we make a broche, bishas kinyan. Bishas Kinyan, and what does Bishas Kinyan mean to be Halachas Mabayah? When he acquires a beged with which, he acquires an object with which to do a mitzvah. Then this then you make a Shech Yodo. Now the Bir Allah explains the Rambam. Let's speak about another case and we'll come to our case. The Rambam Shita is, if a person made tefillin for himself, you know what made tefillin means? He wrote the parashas, he made the batim, he put in the ritzus, he made tefillin for himself. After this whole asiyah, oh Hashem, I have tefillin now. But it's tefillin that I made. To make Shech Yodah. If I buy a pair of tefillin, then no, you don't make a Shech Yodah tefillin according to the Rambam. But if I made tefillin, I acquired a chesed shel mitzvah, I de maise yodai, and I finished, you make a Shech Yodah. So according to the Rambam Shita, forget about a new talus. I had an old talus, the tzitzis were postal. I put on now new tzitzis. By putting in the new tzitzis, I just made a chefzah shal mitzvah. I mean, by putting the tzitzis, I made a chefzah shal mitzvah, putting in the tzitzis. So according to the Rambam, I make a brocha then and there. Like a brocha, just like I make a brocha. So now, so the Mishibur is saying like this, we don't pass like the Rambam. Af al pike, but since there is such a Rambam Shita, and so Memela, so now the Shaila is, between you and me, I can make a Shech Yonu now because I have, according to the Machaber, I have a new baguette, on the Talos Chodesh, not the Rambam, I have a new baguette with tzitzis. Before, when I purchased it, I couldn't make a brocha because it was not wearable. Now it's wearable. So be'etzim, there is a legitimate reason to make a brocha now. But there's another, you don't make it, now I have, either b'shas kinyan or b'shas levisha. But he says, but if I'll make it right now, I'll be yoytze the Rambam shita, that the Rambam holds now is the proper time to make the Shech Yonah. So therefore, even though this is not a specific time, but the chaparayin, the Rambam Shita, so that's what we make it now. This is what the Mishnah Berurah answers. The Mishnah Berurah answers that out the kinyan alone, we would make either b'shas kinyan, b'shas levisha. How can you call the boy called b'shas kinyan? Ochidei lo tzeis gam kein das ha-soylem, the tzorich leboy shechiyonu al-usiyas ha-mitzvah, that he made a chetzer shal mitzvah, okay, yivorech b'shas asiyas atzitzit, so therefore you can make that a shechion v'layamtin ad halavisha. That is Pshat the Mishnah Berurah. Agavuch ad beralocha speaks out, it's a big machlokes apoiskim. When a person does a mitzvah the first time in his life, that means, let's say, a person made kisi adam. He never made kisi adam, now he made kisi adam. So in Shulchan Aruch it says you make a Shech Yonah. First time I made, the Shach says we don't make a Shech Yonah. We don't do like that. Okay, so we hear here this Chiluki day is the first time I do a mitzvah. Now, according to the Shulchan Aruch, they make a Shech Yonah by Kisi Adam. So to come at every Bar Mitzvah Bocha, he puts a tefillin. Unless he bought tefillin before, so there's no simcha anymore. Okay, but if he puts on tefillin today, the bar mitzvah, Shech Yonu, Isha, that let's say she got married, so she's madlik neir Shabbos, Shech Yonu, this is the first time she's doing the mitzvah. The first time she goes to the mitzvah, she should make a Shech Yonu. But it is, this Shech Yonu is available. The Shulchan Aruch says you make a Shech Yonu. The Shach says we don't make a Shech Yonu. So it's a suffix. So the Mishnah Berurah says it would be proper that when one finds himself in such a situation that according to others he should make a Shech Yonu, so he should be mechayel himself with a Shech Yonu. Now a woman that's madlik neiris the first time, she doesn't have too big of a problem because she has a new Leichter, she has done, so the Shech Yonu can go on that what she got. And the other presents, what she has, so the Shech Yonu can zicher part of that, and the Lubaisha she has in Zinnin, this is a new time of thus. and by the mitzvah also, and by mitzvah bocha also, he has a new watch now. The first day he puts on the dust, so the shech, he should make a shech yono, and something that he can make a shech yono, and pata also, the first time he's doing the mitzvah. Okay, now let's go a little further. Yeah. The loigora. So the Mechaber says, you know why you make a Shech Yonah? Because of the new talus. Agavucha, the Paiskim say about Tzotzah Simcha. I have a new talus. It's, you don't get it every month. They can don't stick a new talus. So the Maisa, I make a Shech Yonah on the talus. The Paiskim say about talus cotton, you don't make a Shech Yonah. It's not a big what? Yeah. Because it's not a Begit Choshul. It's a... Talasim ktanim, people buy talasim, you don't buy too often. So memela, the talus is a begat choshu, a talus kotm is not a begat. So you make out the talus. Bloigora, avleim mevor shechiyonu al ha-mitzvah, kibedeinu bo mizman lo zman, the mitzvah, the visa, imos the tzitzis be begat choyloi mikvah, according to, not according to the Rambam. Absolutely, by tzitzis merbeins reglabol Shech Yonah. Shech Yonah was here on the acquisition of the beggar. Who was in him also? Tzilu la'at meinibor Shech Yonah. Not like the Rambam. We only reckon with the shittas of Rambam. If we put in the tzitzis, we really can make a Shech Yonah on the beggar. We make it now after that. If you didn't make it then, b'sha'as hitov, b'tchil b'rkas l'is'ata, if achakach Shech Yonah. Now, but we don't pass can like that. According to the Rambam, could be you. But we don't pass can like the Rambam. We only make out the new begging. That's what the Mechabel says. So, Memela, yeah. According to the Rambam, we don't pass can like the Rambam. Well, if you made your own soul, you also wouldn't make it. Shechir, buying is up, correct. But, yeah. Okay, but look, we don't pass on like the Rambam. The Shech Yonah was the difference. Suit?
Yeah.
No. But it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah is love and the sneak. This is more ruchniistic. You're right. God, they bring from Rav Shloimeh Zalman Orbach. He wanted his children should make a Shech Yonah. By the bar mitzvah on the tefillin, but you can't make a shech yonah. So he bought them tefillin before, but he was never makna them the tefillin. It was his tefillin. The day of the bar mitzvah, he gave them the tefillin. So he said they should make a shech yonah, not lav davke because it's not a beged chodosh, but you have tefillin that's worth $1,600, so I'm now acquiring an object that's very expensive. So he said they should make then the Shech Yonah of the acquisition of the tefillin. So that could be your case also, if that's the... But if it's yours all along, you made it so then it's not so personal. One? You do make. You would, according to the Mechaber, you 100%. According to the Mechaber, you make. But you make it right away, as soon as you buy it. You make it before you put it on. That would be the proper halacha. You go into Lishka, you buy it, Baruch HaShech Yonah, and he enters home and you pay him. No, pay them shoes? No.
No.
No, you killed an animal, but you don't make a Shech Yonah. That you don't make a Shech Yonah. Okay. Hey, did you tell us? I'm sure. So show the guilt. Shas itov, al kaponim, Now, this Mishnah Berurah is a little debatable. Let us just say, by a peiri, the Mishnah Berurah paskin, when you eat a new peiri for the first time, that the new crop that came this year, you make first a Shech Yonah and then peiri creates. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins over there. And one of the reasons is that the Shech Yonah shouldn't be a hefsek, you make the Shech Yonah before. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, firstly Satev and then Shech Yonah. So we have to differentiate what's the difference. But Rav Chaim Kanievsky wants to say, could very well be, we wouldn't learn like that, the pshat the Mishnah Berurah is, could be the zechshash hefsek taker. So you shouldn't make the shechionu before you put it on. He says the Mishnah Berurah means, betchilas birchas lisate, first you make birchas lisate. Then you put on the tzitzis, finished. And then after you're wearing the tzitzis, and then you make a shechionu. So there's no shayla.
Oh, that's a thank you.
Dine tzitzis beveis ha-kvoris. Mutter likonis beveis ha-kvoris. Hush lovush tzitzis. He's wearing tzitzis. Hush lai nigrar al ha-kvoris. We'll see in a minute. But the tzitzis should not be dragging on the matzeva, on the kvoris. Avol im hu nigrar al ha-kvoris. Also mishum loig la-rosh. Bamedvorim amurim, we'll explain this one, b'yimeim shoyim atilim tzitzis b'marbo shaloyim, shim l'tzayich atzma. Bizman chazal, all their marbushim were dalet knofes. They didn't wear dalet knofes l'shayim mitzvah tzitzis. They begodim were dalet knofes, so they put on their tzitzis, the tzitzis on their begodim. We'll see soon. Avol, בימים שמתיל נציצס במהל בשלוי, שמוצא חסמה, אבל אונו שאין מחבנה במהלו שאין מצווה, עושה אפילו אינם נגרורים, והנמילים שהציצס מגולים, אבל מהם בחוסים מותנה. Let's just, before we see the Mishnah, let's just explain one thing. So the Levush in the Shulchan Aruch Harav explains as follows. That means, בזמן חזל, all their begodim from top to bottom was other knofes. That was the Oifan Halavisha. They wore Dalit knofes to keep begodim, and they put tzitzis on all their begodim. Now, they'll come into Beis HaKvoris, you'll tell them, Leig L'Rosh, you're wearing tzitzis, can't come in, so what they'll do? So take up all his begodim, so come in half undressed. You can't say such a deed. You take up all his clothing, Bizmaneim, all the clothing, tzitzis on it. They should take off all the clothing. So therefore, we can't make such a chiv on a person. So we say, okay, listen, you have to wear the baggage. I'm not going to take off your begodim. I'm a kapanim. Your tzitzis should be dragging on the kava. There's someone there underneath that doesn't have mitzvah tzitzis, and your tzitzis are dragging on his kava. That's aloyik l'rosh. You're really killing him. I have mitzvah tzitzis, and you don't. So just make sure it shouldn't drag on the cape. But to tell you to take off all your begodim will never tell you such a thing. But this man knew that the only reason we wear tzitzis is because of the mitzvah of tzitzis. So Mamela, so you come in, you're wearing tzitzis, so there's a leg l'rosh hakol, it's not dragging on the cape. Look, I have the mitzvah, you don't have the mitzvah. So by us is an inyan lechaseis tzitzis, to cover the tzitzis. That means to cover the tzitzis. So memele, that's what the mechaber is saying. Avolon hashem mechaber me'el hashem mitzvah, osefilo einam negrorim, v'anemilik shetzitzis megulim. If you'll see the tzitzis, so it's also. V'meim lechusim, but let us see the mishnah begulim. L'roig l'rosh, sh'niri k'mecharif, sh'einam yecholam l'kayim esamitzit. I can't and I can't. L'tzorech atzmam, so then, bizman chazal, the tzitzis were not worn l'shem mitzvah. Sh'ayiz minig b'gdeyim asuyim b'nei abakanfeis. So then we couldn't tell him to take off his clothing. But bizmaneinu, that we wear it l'shem mitzvah, so here we'll tell them, Akapanu b'mechasa the tzitzis. Ein mechusim kei shemach b'sa tzitzis shel atalot godol tachas kantvei ksusei. He covers the tzitzis. Ma'itayim agam b'talos godin shalom shim tachas l'madov. If you wear the talos godin underneath your begodim, ein b'im yishim leig l'rosh, tivin shehu mechusim. Im lo yishoy lech b'li levush elyen, unless he's wearing it over his begodim. Gam ben Mosai, she yitchevein b'knofes, she should hide the tzitzis. B'vim b'godem mashme, v'yesh lachem b'talos godo, af b'chuse, kibin sh'meyuchet l'tzul, achem b'yishoysim l'mashme keim, v'gam b'derech achem, p'sosim kosa de b'chuse mutab. Now, there's a machlokes of a person who wears a talos godo, that the whole purpose of the talos godo is tzilin. So even though I hide the tzitzis, but walking into Beis HaKvoris with a talus godel is also a Megla Rosh Hashanah. I have a talus, I can daven. So since this is a beged that's miyuchid l'tfilah, so not only the tzitzis are the Megla Rosh, the beged is also the Megla Rosh. So that he brings down a machloikis, that others say that it's a problem, and he sees, but the right place can hold, it's not a problem. Just cover the tzitzis. Yeish noyegim likshor shnei tzitzis shebenek nafayim zayim ze, kshnechnosim lebeis hakvoris, vleilu klum betakam. Others wanted, they were afraid of the leg l'rosh, so what did they do? So they took the two tzitzis, they tied them together, they made a kesher, a double knot. So now it's ki'ilu, it's one big chut. So it's puzzled now. So now it's puzzled because you need separate chutin. So they felt by tying it together, they're puzzling the tzitzis. So mela, no problem. So filu, it's megula, but it's the tzitzis become puzzled. So the mechaber says they didn't accomplish anything. Let's see the mishnah concept. The afal pi she koishrim ze im ze. When is matlo mitzvah tzitzis aitei ze? The last kesher shall kayomu. You're tying it to remain tied. The tied to lahatas a kesher miyad the teish mi beis haklovis. Chayin shikos of the simen yusuf gimel. Voidu vi tied on if she say mishin is matlo tzitzis b'kshiroso. Im kei loib shim begi b'lei tzitzis. So if the tzitzis becomes puzzle of the baitra, so you're now wearing a belgit to dollar knuffers without tzitzis. Siv gimel. Anichnas pecha ba'am yishol meis. That means mamish meis without any kever. He's not all damish meis, or yishol kever. Or he's nichnas tala damish of a kever, a single kever, not a beis hakvos. Dine kenichnas la beis hakvos. Now, shenoyim lahos tzitzis mitalos hameis babayis. The places they used to take off the tzitzis, they passed the tzitzis in the babayis before they took him to the kvule. Im akatovim loyvishim tzitzis, those who are going to carry him, ikulameches bumishim loyg larosh, and they should also cover their tzitzis. Those are going to carry him. So kaponim. Shall kever now bafilu the kever shall cotton yes lahachmi mishem loyg l'rosh b'shem anishmas odom godohu avu the kever yish b'chaya gam kem p'tura lekim mishem loyg l'rosh. Let's just explain for 2 minutes. It's a very interesting mishnah brura the dirshu brings down. This is a prima godem, and because it seems there was a misunderstanding. But let's start. Begin from the beginning. The Maritat speaks about a kever shel kotan. Okay, kever shel kotan means that Nebuch, a child, died. Fine. Now, let us think for 1 minute. Is there a loyig l'rosh? Higher mitzvah sitzes, your mitzvah sitzes. He never had mitzvah sitzes. A kotan is part of mina mitzvah. So, theoretically, if a person is going in the Daud Amis of a Kevah Shol Kotan, he doesn't have to cover his tzitzis because there's no regular, because this Kotan never had the Chiyuv of tzitzis, so there's no regular Rosh. I mean, he never had the Chiyuv. Right. Zok the Maritat. No. But maybe this Kotan was a Gilgul from someone who was a Godel. A godel doesn't mean a godel there. It means he's a gilgul from an neshama that was a bar mitzvah. Now, they bring down from the Rizal the neshama or the nefesh is over the kever. So the loyig l'rosh is laved after if the kever is very deep, the neshama is here. So Mamela, if he had a neshama, a gilgul of a neshama that was a bar chiyuve, so you still have your loyig l'rosh. Some are male, so you should go and cover the tzitzis. What if you're in a kever shel isha? You pass by a kever shel isha. Now, kever shel isha doesn't admit the tzitzis, please. Some are male, it should be mutter. So the prima godam asks the kasha, but maybe she's a gilgul from a zocha. So he says, they write an isha, and she's a gilgul from a zocha, doesn't it? But al koponim, they bring down, and the maritat said, you should be matmah the kever shel isha also. The Eliyarat Prima Godam does not have the prayer. יא במקום שנהגים ובאחרינים מסכימים אפילו במקום שנהגים לא עושה גם כי ניקים שם לא יגרוש היו שהמייסים פטורים מן המצו לגלרוש היינו מציצס מגולם כדולל Could be. Could be. If I want to take this. So you have to have the Achetz. You have to have the Achetz for. The Achetz. It could be your wife is the husband.
No, but the mom.